Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. 1 million people's fingerprints, facial recognition information, unencrypted usernames and passwords, and personal information of employees was discovered on a publicly accessible database managed by Suprema in the UK. Suprema's BioStar 2 biometrics lock system is used by the UK Metropolitan Police, defense contractors, and banks to secure facilities like warehouses or office buildings through fingerprints and facial recognition when anybody tries to enter. Last month, BioStar 2 and access control system AEOS, or AOS, used by 5,700 organizations in 83 countries, announced their integration. Israeli security researchers Noam Ratem and Ran Lokar, who work with VPN review service VPN Mentor, have a side project scanning ports that might have familiar IP blocks. Then they use those blocks to find holes in companies' systems that might allow data breaches. Guess whose database was unprotected, mostly unencrypted, and searchable by manipulating URL search criteria using Elasticsearch? BioStar 2. The researchers could also change data and add new users to the system. The issue has now been fixed, and Suprema tells The Guardian that the company will inform customers if it deems there is an ongoing threat to their security. Sources tell Bloomberg that Facebook has been paying hundreds of outside contractors to transcribe clips of user audio. Facebook confirmed it had been transcribing users' audio, but said it paused the practice last week and won't restart it. Users who were affected chose the option in Facebook's Messenger app to have their voice chats transcribed. The contractors were checking whether Facebook's artificial intelligence correctly interpreted the messages, which were anonymized. The Irish Data Protection Commission says it's examining the activity for possible violations of EU's privacy rules. Notoriously accurate Apple leaker CoinX claims that Apple's upcoming iPhone 11 will rename its flagship iPhone Max to iPhone Pro. Calling it iPhone Pro would better unify iPhones with the company's iPad Pro, Mac Pro, and MacBook Pro ranges. Apple is reportedly keeping its current 6.1-inch 10R, 5.8-inch 10S, and 6.5-inch Max form factors in the next iPhone release. Shopify rolled out its first chat client, creatively named Shopify Chat. The free app allows for conversations between merchants and customers on business websites, with plans to support SMS and Android devices in the future. Shopify Chat integrates with the company's existing Ping app that manages customer conversations coming from Facebook Messenger, SMS, or Shopify's automated bot kit. AT&T and T-Mobile began rolling out cross-network call authentication services, which will notify customers if a call they receive from the carrier is from the number listed or a robocall. The call authentication is based on the Shaken-Stir protocol, and AT&T also announced plans to integrate the protocol into its free AT&T Call Protect service. And finally, co-working startup WeWork submitted its S-1 filing with the SEC with plans to go public. The company showed a $1.6 billion loss on $1.8 billion in revenue in 2018, and in the first half of 2019 showed a $904 million loss on $1.5 billion in revenue. The company has doubled both its desk and member numbers over the past year and now claims 604,000 desks and 527,000 members, with 40% of those members working in the enterprise. The company company offers space at 528 locations across 111 cities in 28 countries. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find our show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.